Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor here in Greenville. And if you need a realtor in Greenville or elsewhere, you can find all my contact information in the show notes. If you're a realtor looking to join a team, I have a small team that I co-team lead, and I would be happy to discuss with you about joining our team. So please let me know. Contact info in the show notes. Also in the show notes, Piper Insurance Group. They are our sponsor for this episode. They can help you with home, auto, and umbrella insurance. They're an independent insurance agency, so they can quote multiple different companies and bring you back the best possible quote. Licensed in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. So basically our whole little pocket here of the Southeast. And they can help you out with investment properties as well. Commercial, fix and flips, ground up new construction, all that good stuff. They are in the show notes as well. And please, if you do none of those things, at the very least, please leave a review. If you're listening to this on Apple, you can leave a review. You can subscribe to make sure you don't miss future episodes. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment. I will respond if it's a thoughtful comment. I can assure you, I will. I don't get a whole lot of them, so I will respond. So I'd appreciate if you guys could do those things. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone, right? I'm going to release this before Thanksgiving. I'm guessing probably the vast majority of my listeners will listen after Thanksgiving. If you're listening prior to Thanksgiving, I hope you have a good one. If you're listening post-Thanksgiving, I hope it was a good one and that you didn't blow all your money on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Every year, at least for the past few years, I've done a thankfulness episode. And this year is no different. Definitely something that I wanted to get in for the year 2024. But if I'm going to be completely honest, this has actually been an extremely challenging year for me personally. Probably the hardest year that I have personally had since 2020, which was the COVID year, but also the year I got diagnosed with epilepsy and wasn't allowed to drive for 6 months, which is challenging for a realtor. My wife was driving me to showings, which was weird and kind of embarrassing. It's been a tough year. There's just been a lot of personal stuff lingering in the background constantly. In addition to the market being challenging, various transactions being challenging. I mean, feels like every transaction has been hard. Like even the layups have been hard. Big changes obviously happening in the real estate world that completely shook up our industry, complicated the job, etc. It's just been really for a lot of realtors. This has been a very, very hard year. It's been no exception for me. And I'm not looking to boohoo, you know, cry on someone's shoulder, but I'm just being honest. That was where, when I went into preparing for this episode, that was immediately where my headspace went, was just like, man, this is going to be hard. I'm going to have to put in some work to try to come up with, 10 things to be thankful for. It actually wasn't that hard. And, you know, as I've already said, I've done this now for several years where I discuss what I'm thankful for with Greenville, real estate generally, generally being the primary topics of my thankfulness. I felt like I needed to do this exercise more this year than in the past because of the sort of year that it's been. At the end of the day, and what I learned from going through this and from finding that it really wasn't that hard for me to come up with 10 things to be thankful for, it's just easy to forget all the good things that have happened when our brains are pre-wired to focus on the bad. That's just the way we are. That's, you know, when we feel a threat, when we feel icky, our brains just focus on that, double down on that. There's a lot of psychology behind that that I won't get into. But that's the reality of the situation. So sometimes we just have to reset and just list out what we're thankful for. And I think that this year is going to be a little more biographical than other years, a little more focused on stuff going on in my actual life, somewhat as it pertains to real estate. Because like I said, there was a lot that went on in my life that was challenging this year. And so to combat that, I specifically focused my headspace around what the things were that happened that were positives for me. So let's just jump right in. I don't like this episode to be super long, but I do like to do this episode. There are some people that tell me that this is their favorite episode of the year, so I always want to make sure that I get this out to everyone. In no particular order, number one on my list, and I already said there's 10 things on here, I got my first podcast sponsor this year, and I was able to use that money. And of course, it was Piper Insurance Group, as I've already referenced. I was able to use the money that Piper Insurance Group paid to be a sponsor for this podcast to help someone battling cancer. I committed all of that to helping a friend of mine who is battling cancer. I don't mean this as a humble brag at all, just to be clear, okay? What I mean by this, the reason why I bring this up, rather than, you know, trying to pat myself on the back, oh, I did this, I'm so great. No. You guys did this. There would be no sponsorship if it wasn't for you guys, my listeners. If I were just shouting into the void and nobody was listening to this content, there would be no sponsorship. And so thank you to you guys. Thank you to Piper Insurance Group. I'm very grateful that I got a sponsor. I'd love to get more at some point, but it's not something I'm actively pursuing at this time. I'm not, you know, sending out a gazillion emails. I don't have time to, you know, find sponsors. Piper was a great option because they're local. I have a bunch of policies with them. Stephen Piper is a listener of the show, so it just made sense. It was just a good fit. And I appreciate you guys for helping make that happen. Number two, the Greenville real estate market stayed stable during a time of tremendous upheaval. I've already referenced, I mean, this year was crazy, right? We had several things that in a normal year would be a complete death knell to the real estate industry. High rates, presidential election, and a crazy one at that, right? Assassination attempts, presidential candidate stepping down without a primary to replace him, like all sorts of stuff. And then in addition to that, I've already referenced, you know, we had all these changes that happened. We've had so many different forms, contracts that where the language has changed. We've had to go through all sorts of classes. Our compensation model has completely changed for realtors. Some people are dropping out of the industry because of that. And at the end of the day, has it been a good year for real estate in Greenville? No, it really hasn't. Let's just be honest. But the market has stayed stable. We haven't seen it crater like it has in some other parts of the country. And for that, I'm grateful. That is not a small thing, right? I could be sitting here like without any business, and that's not the case. In fact, I'm listing two homes later today. So that's something that I think, and of course, I'm recording this well before Thanksgiving because I will be with my in-laws at my in-laws on Thanksgiving. I'm grateful that the market has stayed stable. My business has not been as good as I wish it would have been, but it has also been stable. And for that, I'm grateful during a time of great upheaval. Number three, I became the co-team leader of the Morgan Group, which is the team I've been on since I entered real estate. And that was really a great honor for me and something that I'm immensely thankful for. It's not something we've gone super public with, but I've told you guys on the show. That's something that for me personally was a huge stepping stone, right? I've always wanted to, I've always enjoyed mentoring people. I've always enjoyed, trying to help people with training and just become better versions of themselves. And I think that this is going to give me a great opportunity. Obviously we need to grow the team first and foremost. So if you know people that might be a good fit to join a small real estate team, please let me know. But for the time being, I'm just grateful that I have this opportunity, this worked out, that the person who founded the team, Bob Morgan, that he was gracious enough to bring me in as basically an equal with him on the team that he founded and built. I'm just super grateful for that. And that's something that I'm really excited 2025 and beyond, what that means for me, for my business, and for those that join the team moving forward. Number four, mortgage rates peaked and then came back down a little. I'm very grateful for that, right? Mortgage rates hit in the 8% range per Mortgage News Daily at one point, and now they're back down in the 7%, right around 7% range. 7% is really rough. 8%, like if they were at 8% right now, I don't think anyone would be buying anything. So the fact that they did peak, they did come back down, that is tremendously huge, right? I did an episode back in September where I analyzed a ton of data going into the episode and then broke it down for you guys, where I looked at the 30-year fixed rate mortgage average per the Mortgage News Daily composite, and then compared it to the unemployment rate. Basically, if you add those two numbers together, If it's over 11, that's really bad for the housing market. Well, it is over 11, right? Unemployment, which is a lagging number, but unemployment currently, the best number we have, 4.1. Mortgage rates, around 7. That is over 11, right? And if we hit 11.45, that is a truly catastrophic. That's usually when we see a major housing market recession, much worse than what we've currently experienced. We haven't hit that yet. We were at 11.18 yesterday when I looked. And hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, hopefully mortgage rates will have mediated, not mediated. Hopefully they will have moderated. That's the word I'm looking for. Moderated, and perhaps that number will come below 11. Perhaps mortgage rates will be in the high sixes by that point because they're just kind of going up and down. Market's doing weird things. But the main thing I'm happy about is that we're not at that 8 range. We did come off of that number because if it wasn't for that, the market would be in pretty bad shape right now. Number 5, my mom, again, I said there would be more personal things in here. My mom now lives less than 10 minutes from me. And that was a big thing. It was something that, you know, was a long time in coming. She had said, and my dad, when he was still alive, you know, for years that they were going to move to Greenville. It finally happened this year. Unfortunately, my dad passed away last year, so he wasn't able to see the promised land, as it were. But he's looking at us from above, and now, you know, I've got my mom less than 10 minutes from me, and it's nice. It's nice to just, you know, be able to go on a walk together, do a meal together, or this or that. First time since I graduated college that I've lived near my mom. So I think that that's great. And by the way, she is a residential cleaner. She can also do things like churches as well, although it's not been a big part of her business in the past. But she's cleaning for a ton of agents and clients right now. And if you need a cleaner, please let me know. My contact info in the show notes. I'd be happy to connect you with her. Number 6, Greenville wasn't hit as hard by Helene as it could have been. Okay. And listen, Greenville was hit pretty hard. In fact, it's interesting. I went to a session recently that was led by someone that was not from Greenville, and he said something to the effect of, "You guys weren't thankfully hit by the hurricane," and everyone just kind of looked around like, "We were without power for multiple weeks." He stepped right into a trap. People didn't realize that Greenville was hit because so much focus was on Western North Carolina. But that's because Western North Carolina was hit insanely hard, and other parts of in Helene's path were hit way worse. Some parts with gusts of wind 100 mile per hour and over. Greenville did not have that, and for that, I'm immensely grateful. Right? We did have immense loss of property. People now having to fight insurance claims. People without power for multiple weeks, as I already referenced, a lot of things like that. A lot of people were hit very hard by the storm, but it wasn't a devastating storm. I don't know anyone that was injured. I don't know anyone that was killed as a result of Helene. And all of my clients that were affected, it did hurt us, right? I 2 months ago, or after Helene, I discussed, you know, I don't know if this is going to just eliminate 1 to 2 months of real estate business from the real estate economy for the year in Greenville, or if it's going to cause a backlog. Well, it's looking like it's just eliminating those 1 to 2 months, which is kind of lousy because it was already kind of a down year anyway. But imagine how much worse it could have been had we gotten hit with those 100 mile per hour wind gusts that Western North Carolina got hit with. And so I'm particularly grateful that didn't happen. I live in a basement home. I know people that have basement homes that got flooded. Mine did not, even though I've got a creek right on my lot, like 100 feet away from my house. And that creek sits in a floodplain, and that water did not. It entered my garage, which my garage is between the creek and my house, and it came into my garage, and it essentially stopped there. And so I'm extremely grateful for that. Which leads to point number 7. My home wasn't damaged despite being near a floodplain, right? And we got the wins. And I have huge trees on my lot. I've got about 1.5 acres, massive, massive trees. But only one tree fell. It was a tree in the far back of my lot that was termite infested. And you know, it fell, wasn't a big deal. Didn't impact my yard. Using my yard as all, like I said, all the way in the back, didn't impact my house. Didn't have any obvious wind damage. Sometimes I go on the roof, you know, I used to be an insurance adjuster, so I can go on the roof and identify wind damage. I didn't even bother because I could see from ground level. If you're an insurance adjuster listening to this, you're probably like, you can't see anything from ground level. Yeah, you can. You can see some stuff from ground level. You can't see the full picture. But I saw enough from ground level to know that I don't even need to get on that roof. The roof is doing okay. We didn't even have wind-driven rain, right? That's another thing. Your roof can be perfectly fine. You can have rain enter it through the eaves. And that's wind-driven rain. Didn't even have that. So I'm very grateful. My house was not damaged because I was not prepared for that storm. I was completely checked out. I have never had, we've never had in the time that I've lived in Greenville, a storm come up from the Gulf and impact us in that way. If, you know, the worst storms that we've had have always come from the Atlantic during the time that I've lived in Greenville, which is 20 years now. So it was completely not on my radar that a Gulf storm could completely incapacitate Greenville. But that happened. And you know, I woke up the day of the storm, saw that it had shifted and was like basically right over my house. And I didn't even really think about it. I didn't think, maybe I should go in my basement to see if it's flooded. I just was completely, and I'm a big weather guy too. I was completely checked out. I just had no idea. I'd been very busy that week. I was focused on some other things. And so I'm extremely grateful because I was completely caught with my pants down, completely caught unprepared, and thankfully it ended up not being a problem for my house specifically. Number eight, I was able to take on leadership positions this year that I wasn't even pursuing, but that allowed me to give back to Greenville and the real estate industry as a whole. So I now chair the Realtor Political Action Committee here in Greenville. I've referenced that a few times. I've been on that committee since 2020, and I've had a lot of fun in that committee. We really tried to push for private property rights. There's nobody, I'm telling you, no independent organization that's pushing for private property rights in Greenville besides our RPAC committee. Like, that's the reality of the situation. And that very much excites me. I'm a big rights guy. And so to be able to chair that committee has been a lot of fun for me this year. I'm also this year, technically last year, but this year was my first full year on the South Carolina Realtors Legislative Committee, which is kind of the same thing, but on the state level, right? And I don't chair that committee. I'm just a part of that committee. And so that's another way that, you know, I can give back to the state. The amount of stuff that you guys, if you truly knew what was happening at the state level, you'd probably be appalled, because there is just trampling of rights left and right on the state level. And again, we're able to advocate for private property rights and try to ensure that it's on our legislators' minds that, hey, people need housing. They need the flexibility to use their property how they want, and they need to be able to do all this affordably insofar as it's possible and that the market allows. And our legislature, quite frankly, a lot of them wouldn't care if they weren't constantly educated by outside groups. And we're one of the main groups doing that on the state level. I'm also on this year, I was just sworn in to the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors Board of Directors. And that was something I never asked for. I was actually in Mexico when over New Year's, when I received a call from the current president of the board. And you know, just out of the blue, she asked me if I wanted to join the board. And it was like, I was not prepared for this question. And I'm here on a beach in Mexico and I might drop this call, but sure, why not? You know, it's another way to give back. And little did I know that this would be probably the most chaotic time to join a Realtor Association board because, as I've already said, the National Association of Realtors lost a, well, I didn't directly say this, but we've talked about this in the past. They lost a massive lawsuit this year, and that created huge ripples down to the South Carolina Association of Realtors and the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors that resulted in tons of changes. In fact, we had a whole, from the time that I recorded this a week ago, we had this whole brainstorming session on what kind of value can we give back to our membership. You know, even if perhaps they don't see the value, right? Or if the main thing that they find to be the value no longer is the value of being a part of the Association of Realtors. And so it's just been, what an interesting time to join that board when it's kind of a crisis time. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm going to be serving a two-year term and from now moving forward the next couple of years. I had been in an interim term from the starting with the new year, but I'm excited to see, you know, how I grow in that role and how I'm able to contribute in that role over the years. And that leads right into number nine, which is from a real estate standpoint, I'm grateful for the leadership at the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors, at the South Carolina Association, and the National Association. Listen, they're getting a lot of negative press right now. In fact, as I'm recording this, yesterday, the New York Times just published a gnarly article about the National Association of Realtors, about their finances and extravagant spending and all sorts of stuff. It's a hit piece. I'm thinking it was probably an inside job by someone that was recently let go or perhaps fired from the National Association of Realtors. But the reality is that even though they lost a lawsuit that they should have won, it's hard to know exactly how much of that was their fault because the lawsuit was kind of rigged in a lot of ways, which I'm not going to get into here. It is what it is. I think the leadership that's in place now is doing a good job. And I particularly am impressed by the local leadership here in Greenville and in the state of South Carolina. I know that leadership much more. And they have done a great job because, I mean, they steer the ship for the real estate market, right? People don't know how much is happening behind the scenes. And even if you're not using a realtor, right? Even if, let's say you're a big for sale by owner person, which probably nobody listening to this podcast is, but let's say you're a big for sale by owner person. You don't like to use realtors. Maybe you're an investor that, you know, you do your own direct mail programs so that you don't have to use a buyer agent. Just know that even if you're not using agents, the real estate market is still being worked and still being moved by professional real estate organizations. That's just how it works in a variety of ways. And so all that leadership, that trickles down to everyone, that affects the entire market. Number 10, last but not least, I actually saved the best for last, is that my clients were amazing this year, despite the insanity of the year. I mean, this was a stressful year for buyers and sellers. Incredibly stressful. And yet, my clients were great. We had some hard conversations at different times. We had some challenging situations, challenging talks, homes that went under contract, fell out from being under contract, went back under contract, fell out again, kept doing this back and forth over and over again. Homes that wouldn't get any showings, buyers that couldn't find anything because rates in their price range because rates were so high. So many different things. And yet, in all of that, my clients were fantastic. And any of my clients, past, future, present, listening to this, just know that I really appreciate you. And I appreciate all of my listeners. I've already said that in point number one with my sponsorship part of this that I talked about. But I'm thankful for each and every one of you guys. If you're listening, great. Watching on YouTube, great. If you're a client that's not listening, you're still getting a little bit of a shout out here. So thank you to each and every one of you guys. And I hope that you guys have a lot to be thankful for. I encourage you to take some time to do this sort of exercise as well. Just come up with 10 things. It might be easier than you think once you start rolling with the 10 things. This was 10 things just all about more or less all about real estate for me. I didn't even get, you know, even though it was more personal than normal, I didn't get into anything personal. I didn't get into anything with my family besides my mom moving here. I didn't get into anything with, you know, all sorts of other things going on in my life that I could be thankful for. So there is so much that we can be thankful for, so many ways that we are, have been, and will be blessed. And I hope that you guys feel that you feel that this year, despite the challenging year that it's been, and that you have, you know, to continually the ability to see the light ahead at the end of the tunnel, even when things are dark. So thank you guys for listening. A lot to be thankful for. I hope you have or had a great Thanksgiving. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. Please contact me if you need a realtor. Please contact Piper Insurance Group if you need an insurance agent. And we will talk again next time.